Listening Comprehension 2, Crime.
Hello, my name is Sarah Wilson. I'm a policewoman and I've been asked by your teacher to talk to you about teenage crime. To begin with, I'd like to ask you, which crimes do you think are often committed by young people?
Vandalism or graffiti spraying?
Yes.
Going by bus or train without a valid ticket. And yes, stealing, like shoplifting or taking things from schoolmates.
Okay, what else?
Maybe cyberbullying?
Yes, that's something we find more often these days. Can you think of anything else?
Well, if you hurt someone in a fight...
Exactly. You've come up with very common offences committed by young people. I would probably also add robbery to our list. Now, when we talk about teenage crime, it is always important to ask why young people commit crimes. Because only if we know their motives, we can do something to prevent them from committing crimes. Have you got any ideas?
I think that many people just want to be part of a group. If they've got the wrong friends, they might do stupid things. If your friends think it's cool to steal lipstick or chewing gum in a supermarket, you'll probably do it just to fit in, to be part of the group.
You are absolutely right. That's what we call peer pressure. You do something because the group you want to be part of expects you to do it.
Yeah, you don't want the others to think you're a coward.
That's it. But actually, if you don't do what everybody else does, you have to be quite brave. It takes more courage to say no than to do something you know is wrong. That takes me to the very common phenomenon of cyberbullying. I know, some people don't think it is a crime, but I do. Let's just define what we understand by cyberbullying. Examples of cyberbullying are mean text messages or emails, false stories about someone sent by mail or posted on social networking sites, embarrassing pictures or videos, or fake profiles. The thing about cyberbullying is that it can happen 24 hours a day. The other thing is that cyberbullying is anonymous. It is very difficult to find out who posted a message or a video. At the same time, it spreads very quickly, and it is very difficult, if not impossible, to delete offending pictures or videos once they've been put on the internet. The effects of cyberbullying on the victims can be very bad. Kids who are cyberbullied are more likely to use alcohol or drugs. They get bad grades at school. They're depressed and might have health problems. Some of them are so desperate that they try to kill themselves.
Well, making someone so unhappy that they want to kill themselves is definitely a crime.
That's what I'm saying. So, if you are the victim of cyberbullying, know that it is not your fault. Save the evidence so that you can show it to people who can help you. It is important to find people you can tell about what you are going through and who will help you. It is also important that you protect your accounts. Don't share your passwords with anyone, not even your closest friend. Friendships may not last forever.